Your station for Blackburn Rovers.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
I had to stay down in London and walk to the tube and caught the tube with two QPR fans and two young lads. At first I thought I was going to get mugged, which would have probably summed me look up that night, but they were two good lads and they were very complimentary of how we'd played and couldn't believe that where we were in the league table. But the league table isn't based on performances, the league table is on results, and at the moment we have got to maintain that belief and the style of play that we're playing to try and get this first win of the season.
Is it giving you sort of sleepless nights as a manager? Is it giving you a lot of cause for concern where you find yourselves after seven games? Because, as you say, if the performances were all pretty average and pretty poor, there'd be some explanation for it. The last couple in particular haven't been.
Yeah, I agree. And, sleep's a beautiful thing, apparently. But, no. Hey, look, listen, you've got to be a realist and you've got to go through the processes and you have to be sensible and keep your belief and stick to your principles and do everything that you believe that you can possibly do. It's interesting that if we'd adopted what rugby league have in terms of video technology, we'd have only lost one game. So, but then ifs and ands and pots and pans and all that, we just got to, like I say, concentrate on the performances and keep that going with this group of players. And you can really see that they're really enjoying playing the way that they're playing.
You've taken the lead a couple of times now. Was that a sort of obstacle to get over after the first few games that you were constantly having to come from behind? You've now taken the lead twice in a game.
I think, like you say, psychologically for the players, that was a big one. We'd spoke about it going into the QPR game. And like you say, again, positives. We took the lead for the first time. Jordan Rhodes scored in his first open play goal. And like you say, we were responding magnificently well when we gave a real naive goal away. It was. There's nothing else to say about that. Schoolboy stuff. So the belief's there from the players. You can see the commitment that they've got for each other.
Are they making you a bit angry, the goals you're conceding at the moment? Heard your comments after the game Wednesday, Gary. I mean, you conceded 30 seconds into a second half that you kicked off.
100%. And then, like I say, that was the galling bit of that. It was real schoolboy stuff. That was the frustrating one. And then, you know, the second goal is basic. You mark your man and you're accountable for your man. If you don't stay with him, it's your fault. Simple as.
How much of a role have the fans got to play Saturday? Because if you do fall behind, they've got to be on your side, haven't they? They've got to get behind the players, because the last thing you need is a sort of turbulent atmosphere going on inside Ewood Park.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't help, but at the same time, the players have got a responsibility. It goes hand in hand, we've said all along, you know. The players get the fans going at the right times, and then there's other times where the supporters get the players going, and it'll be the same on Saturday. We need both doing their part.
The longer you go without a win, does your name get talked about more nationally? Does it get talked about more locally, more by the supporters, more? What's Bowyer doing? Why is he not changing things?
No, it has to. That's the game. That's the industry that we're in. I've been very fortunate that all my life I've been involved in this wonderful game, and under no illusions that I'm any different to anybody else that's been in this position. You have to win football matches. It's as simple as that. If you don't, you know the consequences when you go in it. And everything that's gone off before the season started and what we've achieved and what we've done in the last 2 years, while it's impressive stuff, it doesn't have much bearing on these football matches at the moment. The only thing that we can do is try as hard as we possibly can and win the football games. We all are in this position. Mr. Mourinho said it was nice to win again on Wednesday evening. I hope to be repeating that comment on Saturday night.
Has it been easy keeping your spirits up?
Yeah, it has. Everything's been about learning, and I've never been in this position where we've not won. So I don't think ever. So what you do is you're learning about yourself every day and how you conduct yourself. And, you know, like I say, I've been surprised at how I've been at certain times, to be perfectly honest with you. But, yeah, you just got to get on with it. At the end of the day, I'm in a fantastic job for a fantastic club doing what I love, and I can't be feeling sorry for myself because there's people in the real world that are in a far worse position than what I am.
Are you a superstitious type? Are you changing the house in the morning, what time you get home, what minute
socks,
you go to bed?
Boxers, tie, shirt, ironing. Do me all name on ironing now. So the wife's been put off from that one, and that's not worked, so she's back on it soon. But no, yeah, I've tried everything, mate, believe me.